Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Pam Scholes down around Griswold area. Good morning to you, Pam.
Morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm thinking you had a little snow down there.
We do.
Yeah.
Double out.
Yes. And you have kind of a long driveway, right?
It's not too long, but we live on a farm, so there's always lots of work to do.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's true. Well, we want to talk about bluebirds this morning, and people may go, listeners may go, why are we talking about bluebirds at this time of the year? But bluebirds kind of need attention, at least in planting, all year long.
That's right, and it won't be too long before spring will be here, and they'll be back.
Yeah. Where do they go, Pam? How far away do they...
Oh, down south, like in the Carolinas, and, you know, where it's warmer.
Smart birds, right?
And
beautiful birds. I mean, they're called bluebirds because they're
blue.
Beautiful. And I'm not sure up close. I've never seen one really up close, Pam. But from a distance, they're a total blue bird.
Right. They've kind of got a rust-colored breast, but a lot of people will say blue jays are bluebirds, but they're not true bluebirds.
Oh, no. This is, and I don't see them very often, Pam, at my house. I think it's because I have some cats that go out and wander around.
And maybe
it's okay that I don't see bluebirds around because my cats would probably like to get them. Let's talk about a program coming up here through the next few months. What are you doing? Yeah.
In February and March, we're going to go to each of the Cass County libraries and give a presentation. Our first one's coming up the 23rd of this month at Anita.
And when you say we probably should mention, who is that going
right.
to be?
I'm part of the Iowa Bluebird Conservationists, and we're in Southwest Iowa, and myself and Donna Reimers are going to go to each of the libraries and give a little presentation.
Okay. So Anita, February 23rd, that's a Monday. What time?
7 o'clock.
Okay. And then do you have dates for the others?
I do have some of them.
Okay.
The 24th, we're doing Cumberland, and that's at 1:30 in the afternoon. We're doing Atlantic tentatively on the 26th. We don't have a time confirmed
okay.
yet. Then we're going on in March, and the next one we have set up is March 18th at Griswold. And it's at what they call the library and lunch. It's at noon, and you bring your lunch. So it's a little time to get together.
Mm-hmm.
And then Messina and Lewis will follow after that, but we don't have time set
okay.
up for those yet.
Yeah, we have wonderful libraries in Cass County. Maybe every county can say that, but I just think we have the best libraries. Most of them have had remodeling projects going, which you know means community support. And one of the reasons, I think, is because... Well, you don't just walk in and get a book. I mean, that's great. But they do mm-hmm. other things like this Bluebird program.
Right, yeah. right. And they do a lot of things for kids. And I think in the big cities, those libraries are just there for you to go in and get books. I don't think they necessarily cater to the people of the community.
Yes. Yes.
We're really lucky.
Yes, we are. Okay, now you're going to do this program. What obviously about bluebirds, but what are you going to be including in this program?
Well, we're going to talk about bluebirds, give you some pictures as to what they look like at different stages, from the time the eggs are laid until they fledge, and that's when they leave the nest. And every few days they change in look. So if you saw a bluebird nest and opened it up and looked, you could tell about how old they are, you know, if you relate it to the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And bluebirds are very good that way. You can open up a nest and look at it and then close it up, and the parents will still come back and take care of them eggs.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's certainly not true of a lot of animals and birds and so
that's
on
right.
in nature. You don't want to stay far away. So now, what's the difference in coloring between males and females?
Yes, the males are the ones that are really bright blue with the bright orange breast, and the females are more duller looking. Usually the males are the ones that catch your attention,
uh-huh.
but the females probably aren't too far away.
Okay. I'm sure you're going to talk about nests and boxes and how do you house bluebirds? I'm sure you're going to talk about that.
They're cavity nesting birds, so they want a box. I mean, they will nest in anything, like a tree hollow, but we're trying to restore them, so we're putting up nest boxes. And they have to be certain dimensions, because if they're overly large, a bluebird won't use them. And the hole has to be a certain dimension, or else other birds will take it over, and we don't want that because we're trying to attract the bluebirds.
Mm-hmm. So you'll have those dimensions, those there, and maybe even
we'll
if somebody...
We'll even have some houses there for them.
All right, right. Because, you know, for some of us, it's a little difficult to go out and get lumber and do all that carpentry kind of work. So you'll have the kits or boxes right there. Now, I know you're going to go over this when you do the program, but how do you place those boxes? I mean, are they really high up? Do you need a ladder? Do you put them on the ground? Where do you put them?
We put them on a piece of conduit pipe. That's way raccoons and some other animals can't crawl up the pipe to get to them because it's slick, but usually about 4 to 5 foot, whatever is your height that you're standing there,
okay.
You open it so you can look in.
Okay.
You don't want them too low to the ground because then something could just reach up into them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them so tall that you can't check them.
So, saying that, how many bluebird boxes do you currently have in Cass County?
I couldn't even begin to guess because everybody that's interested in bluebirds has more than one.
Uh-huh.
I monitor about 12 bluebirds, and your Chris Parks that works there, he is on a bluebird trail in Anita. We just did that this summer with the Iowa Bluebird Conservationists in the Anita State Park, and Chris Parks and Mary Strong are heading that up. So they would go out once or twice a week and check it to see how the bluebirds are doing, if something's tore up the box or something like that.
How many times will they re-nest, or, you know, how many broods can they do in a summer?
Well, probably 2 times per year for sure. And they could lay anywhere from 3 to 5 eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the boxes I check usually always have 5 eggs. Mm-hmm. But once in a while, you'll get a third nesting.
Hmm. What color are the eggs?
They're blue. They're kind of pale blue, no spots or anything on them. If they've got spots on them, they're not bluebird's eggs.
Okay, interesting. Just so many interesting things, and you're going to be sharing all of those kinds of things at these programs that's going to be at the libraries. Pam, how did you get interested in this? I mean, it's really interesting, but it's work. Why did you get started?
Well, Donna Reimers is the interim president. She doesn't like to hear that term. She doesn't like the limelight. But she gave a presentation about bluebirds, and I've liked bluebirds or any kind of birds since I was real young.
Mm-hmm.
And so she asked me if I'd be interested in joining, and so I did.
Oh, good.
And it's kind of fun to get out in nature.
Yes, yes. And you do have, are there monthly meetings of this bluebird group?
We have quarterly meetings.
Quarterly, okay.
Right. Our next one is April 26th at the Indian Creek Museum. It's down by Hastings, just off Highway 34. And we have a meeting, like I said, every quarter. And they have breakfast there before. So if you come a little early, you can get a breakfast for a free will donation.
And then, of course, you have to kind of keep records. How many people do you have in Cass County who are doing the monitoring?
Well, a lot of people monitor them, even though they're not part of our group.
Yes, yes.
We usually have 15 to 20 people at our meeting.
Okay.
And we'll talk about our experiences. Once in a while, we'll have a program. So it's kind of fun to get together and talk about things like that.
I'm sure one of the most exciting things is when you go to look in a box and it's there. You know that you see the eggs or you see the whatever.
Right. When you see them hatch
and
you see those little nestlings. If you take along kids, they just love that.
Oh, absolutely! Really fun stuff. Right. So this first one at the Anita Public Library, February 23rd. In the evening, and I just encourage people to check in with their local library to see when this bluebird presentation will be at the library closest to you. And we want to thank you very much, Pam Scholes, for visiting with us this morning about bluebirds and the upcoming programs related to bluebirds.
We should have a good time.
You bet. So until next time, kind of on these snowy mornings, remember, no matter how you feel, get up, dress up, and show up.